KSBFM Santa Barbara 91.9, this is Inside Isla Vista. I'm Rosie Schoen with KCSB News. This is a show that shares what's happening in and around Isla Vista and the UC Santa Barbara community. On tonight's show, Isla Vista's traditional spring street party is coming up. Deltopia draws thousands of locals to Del Playa Drive each year. Its popularity has not diminished even 20 years after its founding. To many UCSB students, this is a huge celebration to kick off the spring quarter. But to public safety agencies, it is seen as a medical emergency. In previous years, hospitals have often been overrun during Deltopia, and the entire county has become threatened by the depletion of medical resources. In order to guarantee public safety, Lieutenant Garrett Tesla encourages people to stay away from substance use and to be mindful about alcohol consumption. It is important to note that the Restorative Justice Program, which typically allows individuals to wipe off a low-level offense from their record, will be eliminated for a 24-hour period from Saturday at 6 a.m. to Sunday at 6 a.m. to discourage activities related to Deltopia.
My name is Garrett Tesla. I'm a lieutenant for the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office, and you can call me Garrett.
Perfect. What message would you like to share with the Isla Vista community about celebrating Deltopia weekend?
So there's a large misunderstanding in the community about the fact that Deltopia is a large party. And yes, for a lot of people, it is that. But for public safety agencies and for much of the general public, it's a medical emergency. It's one giant medical emergency packaged as a party. And so last year, we saw a 200% increase in hospitalizations. Our hospitals were overrun with people who had suffered an alcohol or drug overdose. And as a result, our countywide emergency medical services were completely maxed out and taxed. And we had to pull resources away from other parts of the county as a result of this. That's a real public safety emergency, not just for the residents of Isla Vista, but the rest of the residents in the rest of the county. And so we realize that people are looking forward to the event and to celebrate what presumably is going to be the great weather, but we're asking people to do so responsibly, and we're trying to discourage the larger parties that were happening over the last couple of years and discourage the overconsumption to the point where it becomes a medical event.
What do you think would be different about this specific Deltopia weekend compared to other weekends here at Isla Vista?
Well, Deltopia is this weird kind of manifestation that has, you know, traditionally been that weekend in April. And it's such a bizarre event because it's not organized by any one particular person. It's not sanctioned by anybody. There's no permits for it, right? And it's occurred for years and years and years. So everyone who started the original Deltopia has cycled through their time here at UCSB and City College, and it maintains. It's just become kind of a local tradition. And so what we are seeing is that, you know, it went away during the pandemic, which was expected because no one was here. But that since the pandemic, we're seeing it come back in an activity level and in a participation level that's consistent with 10 years ago, which was significant. And so we're trying to discourage, like I said, any activity that we're, you know, bringing people from out of town. And as I've said in other forums, the message in the past has been keep it local. And we're trying to go a step further and suggest that we keep it inside.
So do you have any advice for students who want to celebrate the kickoff of spring quarter weekend in a safe way?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, the safest ways, the things that keep us concerned and keep me up at night are drug overdoses and alcohol overdoses, and then cliff and balcony safety, right? So those three factors right there. To keep yourself safe, the abstinence is obviously the easiest and safest thing to do. Don't consume alcohol, don't consume drugs, and you're almost guaranteed you're going to be safe, right? Now, I know that's not realistic for everybody, so the next step is looking at alcohol consumption and being mindful of how much alcohol you're consuming, that you're hydrating, that you're eating, that you have friends with you, and that you're not getting inebriated to the point where you can't make decisions for yourself anymore. That's when people get into trouble with alcohol. That's when they end up passing out, and then they become a medical event, right? They have to go to the hospital. With drug overdoses, we really want to emphasize to people how pervasive fentanyl is, and that the test strips you might see out there in public aren't always going to be accurate, and they take a high level of specificity to do those correctly. So you can't presume that because your drug test kit came back negative for fentanyl that what you're taking is what you think it is. Fentanyl is in all sorts of manufactured narcotics these days. So the next step is don't take pills from people you don't know. Don't take pills from sources you aren't aware of. Be mindful of the after effects or the side effects of those pills. Be trained in Narcan. Make sure you're with people in a safe environment. You know, those are the next steps from there. And then the cliff and bluff safety, I can't emphasize enough how dangerous our bluffs are. There's a new ordinance this year that if you're at a party and you climb over the fences onto the bluff, that we can shut the whole party down. And we will, because it's that dangerous. We've had recent cliff falls, some resulting in death, some resulting in injury, some resulting in pure luck that they weren't hurt at all. But it's a real serious issue with the erosion that's going on our bluffs right now.
Is there anything you would like to share with the community about the restorative justice program and how it's being utilized or not being utilized over the Deltopia weekend?
Sure. So the restorative justice program is a program we've offered for several years. It's been very successful, and it's intended to intervene with local residents who have been observed committing a low-level offense. Those low-level offenses are typically like a minor in possession of alcohol, open containers, in public, noise curfew violations, and things like that. It's a system we've used with great success to kind of spread the word about the concerns and issues here in IV. On a regular Friday or Saturday night, it's great for low-level interventions like that because nobody goes to court, and after you come to our class, it's wiped off the record. The problem with Deltopia is that it's such a mass event, right? So rather than just dealing with your regular Friday or Saturday in IV, you're now dealing with it like 10x'd, is that those issues snowball. And what was an open container at 9 a.m. becomes someone who's passed out drunk and in need of medical care at 4 p.m. So part of our strategy for discouraging activity and discouraging participation in the Deltopia event is that we will be restricting we will be eliminating restorative justice for the 24-hour period from Saturday at 6 a.m. to Sunday at 6 a.m. to discourage activity related to Deltopia. What that means is anyone who receives a citation that day will have a referral to court for their offense that they were observed committing.
Those are all the questions I have for now. Is there anything else you would like to add?
One other thing I want to emphasize, because this really is our primary goal is public safety, is the Good Samaritan law. So if people aren't familiar, they sometimes are still fearful of calling 911 or calling law enforcement or waving us down if they see us on the street when their friend is suffering from a medical emergency that's possibly alcohol or drug related. Laws changed many years ago that you will not face prosecution for anything you did if you are helping us get medical aid to someone who needs it. So if someone is experiencing an overdose, please call us right away. Don't wait for them to wake up. Don't try to take it into your own hands. If someone is overdosing on alcohol, please call us right away so that we can help them and we can get them the attention they need. We do not prosecute people who are helping other people who are in a medical emergency.
I'm Rosie Xuan. You've been listening to my conversation with the chief of the Isla Vista Foot Patrol, Santa Barbara Sheriff Lieutenant Garrett Tesla.
You're listening to Inside Isla Vista. I'm Clarissa Holm. Students will be helping out students to stay safe for this upcoming Deltopia. UC Isla Vista, also known as UCIV, is an organization from the EVPLA that provides food, water, and escort services to students on Friday and Saturday nights. The volunteer-based organization was originally started in 2014, and after several inactive years, they made their return in 2023. The group is preparing for Deltopia, but UCIV Chair Owen Myers highlighted that they're a great resource to have safe fun in IV year-round. I spoke with Owen to hear more about what the organization is doing for student safety. Hello, welcome to the show. Would you like to introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, hi. I'm Owen Myers, and I'm a third year at UCSB, and I'm also the UCIV chair. As for a brief description of what UCIV is, it's just a public safety initiative in Isla Vista that's an alternative to law enforcement, and our main goal is to just make Isla Vista a safer community for students, by students, by just providing snacks and water on weekends.
Awesome. So Could you let us know what the original goal of UCIV was? Because it was founded a while ago, and now you guys are sort of reviving it.
Yeah, absolutely. So UCIV was actually a lot different back when it was first founded. Originally, it was more of so just volunteer staff for like events, a type of security, but also more just like a student job. Now we've kind of completely reworked it in a way that now we have like that tent station set up on weekends that provides snacks and water to the community. And now it does patrols in order to like help people out who are in need. So it's a lot more, I guess I could say, versatile. And it's not just about just like staffing at events that people have.
Mm-hmm. So is it still on a volunteer basis, or are people hired on?
Oh, yeah, people are hired on, and it is considered volunteer work. However, you do get a stipend, honoraria, for about $300 for the quarter for working UCIV. But, yeah, you can also go past our shift requirement and get community service hours.
Very cool. So I think a lot of people have probably seen your stands on the weekends. Could you explain what those are and also about patrolling that you mentioned?
Yeah, of course. So as for the stands, the general purpose is pretty simple, mainly to provide public safety. We provide liquid IV, Narcan, as well as snacks and water to anyone who comes up to a tent. Any community member who approaches the tent can receive snacks and water. And that's just mainly so we can improve public safety in that regard. As for the patrols are designed, we send out three members, so we never have a member patrolling alone. And these three members go around. They have a backpack that carries like first aid equipment and water, and also as well as snacks, as in order to like help anyone who they see who may be in need of any kind of assistance. So the patrols are just to like increase our outreach, if that makes sense.
That's awesome. Last year, the group returned from like a hiatus or a pause on Deltopia Week. And how could you say the community responded to seeing you guys on the street again?
I think first there definitely was some confusion, because when UCIV appears as like an entity, it's like hard to distinguish us at first from CSOs, for example, because it's like, I think a lot of people are confused of UCIV's like affiliation to law enforcement. However, UCIV is a completely independent like entity that's run by students. It comes from the EVPLA office itself, and it's all funded through Associated Students Funds. So I think that was just an important distinguishment. And also, I think it was just great to also see a lot of positive feedback from everyone who would come up to the tent. We have like many, we have this nice little QR code at the tent where people like post like reviews, and it's just really nice to see how everyone got enjoyment out of the tent and were able to have that new public safety entity around.
That's very cool. And these reviews, are they anything that you guys have looked at to see, you know, what people have liked, what people want to see improved for this year?
Yeah, you'd be surprised on the different reviews. So like, for example, some of them say like different snack options we should have, which we do take into account. For example, it's important to take into account nut allergies. So we do have like a lot of non-nut based options, and we'll continue to improve the snacks, because as like silly as it sounds, it is very important that people do get what they need and what they enjoy. So we do have like a different like assortment of snacks. That's what a lot of the reviews are. But also a lot of reviews like encourage us to like open tents at like different locations, which is actually part of what we're working on right now.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I saw that you guys have the patrols on like Embarcadero Del Mar, and that's someplace really close to where I live, so I definitely see that's the perfect place for you guys to set up. With this year's Deltopia quickly approaching, what can you guys say for any plans that you have set up?
So a big announcement actually is that we are setting up a new tent for Deltopia. So we will have two tent service for the first time. It's a big jump from where we started. We started at Little Acorn Park before, but then we moved up to DP in order to basically just get a bigger outreach and like be able to handle that amount of people. UCIV has really just been building itself up for like the past year. And so now we're prepared to actually expand to two tents, and that will actually be a solid thing that continues throughout the school year and throughout next school year as well. But mainly for Deltopia planning as well, we're just going to also provide a lot more water, a lot more of everything, basically. We'll have a lot more materials, we'll be a lot more prepared, a lot more volunteers, and so we'll be ready to handle the situation.
That's awesome. I've seen on all of your platforms that you guys say that you're a mediator between the police and the community, but you're not police affiliated. Do you expect any of the needs in the community to change now that we've got new ordinance for like social gatherings and just parties in general that came into effect at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, so mainly UCIV's purpose will always be the same and will always just expand and provide for students. I think the way the community is moving, UCIV's goal has always been to like expand to the point where students can feel like less burdened by those ordinances or things of that nature. And so we would want to keep moving forward so the community can move forward in that sense, like that. So we get to a point where like we're self-sustaining. So that always has been like the purpose. And I think considering all these ordinances and everything that's going on, I think it would be the best thing to prove going forward that we can be self-sustaining and that students can help each other through things such as UCIV.
Yeah, that's a very cool thing to look forward to in the future. What's something that you wish people knew about, could be a resource or just like a tip of information about staying safe in IV?
So definitely using the UCIV tent for one thing could definitely be a great resource. We actually did get a phone number that was recently posted on Instagram. If people do want to call in escorts, for example, if they are in a completely different location than our tent, they can actually use that phone number, and you can find that phone number on our Instagram, and it can be used to call in like a UCIV member to walk you home. I will say definitely, though, you should definitely utilize all the other public safety options available. There are other like tents at different parks that will provide snacks and water to you. Just stay safe, drink water. I think it's easy to underestimate how much water is, is needed when you go out. So I would just like to emphasize that. But really, that's all I really do have to say in that regard.
Awesome. Is there anything else about UCIV that you'd like to share?
So UCIV is actually still hiring. We're always accepting volunteers. So if anyone's interested, they can reach out either to like the UCIV Instagram. They can also reach out to me at my email. You can also just look it on the EVPLA website. That's actually like would be the best way, and you can get all our contact information.
Awesome. Could you let people know where they can find you online, on website, or on social media?
Yeah, so if you would like to contact me directly, you can just use my UCSB email at omyers@ucsb.edu. The UCIV website, you can just go to the go EVPLA UCSB, and you'll find the UCIV tab, and we'll give you some general information about it.
Awesome. Thank you for coming to talk to me today.
No, thank you very much for having me.
As Owen mentioned, you can call the UCIV's escort services on Friday and Saturday nights at 805-893-5868, and you can now go to their tents to make outgoing calls. During Deltopia, UCIV will have tables with snacks, water, and overdose prevention resources available at their tent at Camino Pescadero Park. As Owen mentioned, you can call the UCIV's escort services on Friday and Saturday nights at 805-893-5868, and you can now go to their tents to make outgoing calls. During Deltopia, UCIV will have tables with snacks, water, and overdose prevention resources available at their tent at Camino Pescadero Park.
You may recall past Deltopia celebrations in Isla Vista that have gotten way out of hand. Thousands of revelers cramming onto Del Playa Drive, partiers who overdo it in need of medical attention, and people getting hurt. These days, the community comes together in Isla Vista to keep the celebrations local and safe. Isla Vista's local government, the Community Services District, is planning a spring festival over the first weekend of April to offer a safe and healthier alternative to residents. Maya M., the Community Spaces Program Manager, told me about their plans for their event. The spring festival will feature local talent, including bands, DJs, and rappers, as well as other fun activities catered to Isla Vista. The goal is to provide a safe space where people can enjoy local things in the community. Participants will have easy access to food and water, emergency vehicles, and bathroom facilities in the community center parking lots. This goes to support a better flow of traffic around Isla Vista and will allow participants a moment to cool down or take a break from what could be an intense environment at Deltopia. You're listening to Inside Isla Vista. I'm Rosie Shen. And now, from our best of file, we're bringing you this story to mark Nowruz, the Persian New Year, traditionally celebrated at the spring equinox. It's a time of renewal and embracing cultural traditions for Persians around the world. And here in Isla Vista, KCSB News reporters Ava Kurujan and Bella Genolio spoke with members of the UC Santa Barbara Persian Student Group to learn how this holiday is celebrated.
Ava, I know you're Persian. What kind of traditions do you and your family do to celebrate the new year? So the main tradition my family celebrates is Charshamisuri with the ceremony where we jump over fire, seven fires, and we kind of give the fire our yellowness and take in its redness or life symbolically. My whole like mom side of my family, we get together and we do that every year. So that's the main tradition we all celebrate together. And my grandparents also have like a really elaborate haftzin they set up every year. It's really beautiful. They have these eggs, which are part of the haftzin that they paint, and ours have been in our family for like a really long time, and it's just really cool to see how these traditions from Iran have carried over into our life in America, and continuing these traditions in my generation as well has been really cool to see.
I know you won't be home on Nowruz. What are you doing anything to celebrate while you're here in Isla Vista?
Yeah, so I went to the Nowruz show, which if you did not go, I highly recommend you go next year. It was awesome. They do a lot of like song and dance. We talk about it in the show. I don't set up a haftzin because that is a lot of work and I don't have access to all the traditional things. We don't have a Persian store nearby. But I am growing lentil sprouts because sabzi or greens is one of the components of the haftzin table. And so people grow like sprouts from lentils or wheat or whatever. So I'm doing that in just a little plate. And I've been doing that for a couple of weeks and I take care of my sprouts every day. And that's my homage to Nowruz that I'm kind of cultivating in my own apartment in Isla Vista. And then when I go home, my mom is throwing a Nowruz party. It's going to be after the fact, but we're still going to get to celebrate together. And I'm really excited.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that there are still ways you are celebrating away from home.
We are in the Manasark today with UCSB's Persian student group, and we're going to talk about Nowruz or Persian New Year's. You guys can introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Nikki Modabar. I'm a fourth year psych and brain sciences major, and I'm the vice president of PSG.
My name is Alia Mertosh. I'm a second year sociology major with a minor in Iranian studies, and I'm currently the social chair of PSG.
Hi, I'm Aryan Vijanzadeh. I am a fifth year poli-sci major, and I'm the president of Persian Student Group.
So Persian New Year's, or Nowruz, is very exciting. Can you guys give kind of a quick rundown of Nowruz, some traditions like typically done in Persian households and its importance in the Persian culture?
This is funny. Everyone's pointing to me because I did a lecture on this during the Nowruz show itself. The Persian New Year falls on the spring equinox, which is the first day of spring. There's a lot of activities that Iranians traditionally do leading up to it. A lot of it includes just this general idea of renewing and revitalizing the space that you have, whether that's purchasing new clothes or new rugs or furniture or just deep cleaning the house. That sense of renewal is really important and pivotal to Nowruz. And then there's other traditions such as having sabzi polo and mahi, which is fish and green rice, the night before Persian New Year, or lahse sal tahfil, the moment of New Year, sitting with your family around the haftzin table and taking a picture together in your new outfits and hopefully with your nice haftzin setup. And the haftzin table itself is this large table that has, the word haft means seven, sin is the letter S. So there's seven items on this table that each hold their own symbolic meanings. And there's other items on this table that don't like start with the letter S as well. But everything on this table has its own symbolism and again fits into that theme of rebirth and revitalization. And then for 12 days after the moment of the spring equinox, Persians celebrate by going Dido Baz Did, going around to their elders' households and seeing their haftzin tables, having a chai or some tea with them. And then on the 13th day is Sizdabedar, which is a celebration where all Iranians come together, usually in some sort of park with a pond in the middle, and they have a nice picnic all day, celebrate the end of the Nowruz festivals, and then it's the end. And one important tradition I skipped over was Charshambasuri, which is the last Wednesday Eve, so the last Tuesday night before the end of the year. Iranians traditionally set up seven fires and jump over them consecutively, saying Zardiyamanaz Tol, so take the saying to the fire symbolically, take my yellowness or my illness, and Sorkhiyatwazman, give me your redness or your rejuvenation, your life, and your fire.
For you guys, since you're away from home at college, how do you continue to honor these traditions? Do you do a full haftzin? Do you do like little things here and there? How do you guys honor your cultural traditions during this time of the year?
I think, honestly, the Nowruz show is a really big part of that. This year, Salat al-Tahfil falls on finals week, unfortunately. But I think leading up to that time, our Nowruz show is a big part of it. We have a half scene set up at our show every year, and there's also one set up on campus by one of our Iranian studies professors, Azam, every year. So that's always a nice way we kind of all get together throughout the day and go visit it, take pictures with her around it, which is really nice. And I think the Nowruz show itself, one thing that was really nice this year was we invited all of our families. And so that idea of being around our loved ones and celebrating the incoming new year was very present in all of our lives. Everything we can do possible to help bring that celebration here is really important, because it is hard being away from home and not always having a way to celebrate these things that have been so important in our upbringing. So I think the big thing for us is being able to provide that space for our members and for ourselves as well, because, you know, there's a lot of love in our lives when we're around each other, and I think that's a very big part of the Nowruz celebrations.
You've just heard a conversation with KCSB's Ava Karujian and Bella Genolio speaking with members of the UC Santa Barbara Persian Student Group about the Persian New Year celebration, Nowruz. You've been listening to Inside Isla Vista. Thanks for tuning in Wednesdays at 5 p.m. to find out what's happening in and around Isla Vista. I'm Rosie Xuan. Our theme music is Siesta by Jawzer.